Hi, it's Albert Athazi from WebSingingTips.com and SingingTips.org. You might be able to hear my voice. Over the last week, I haven't been able to sing because I've caught some sort of a cold or a virus or something like that. I think I'm definitely on the back end of it now, but it's so amazing because every time I get sick these days, it seems to affect my singing voice, and I'm not able to sing for a couple of weeks. It usually happens to me about once a year, sometimes twice a year. Now, I've tried everything that people recommend. I've tried honey. I've tried different teas. I've even tried some brandy. In fact, nothing seems to work. It's something that you can't control. I think it's the singer's unpredictable arch enemy, getting a cold, because it seems that our throats are the ones targeted. I don't know. Are we just being sensitive singers? I don't know. I think one day you probably come across it if you're, whether you're a pro or whether you just sing for fun. When you need to sing or really want to sing, you won't be able to because of this darn cold that goes right to our throat. Now, I've been a tribute artist for 12 years. Like I said, every year or so, I get this little virus or I get this cold. I want to tell you a quick story that happened to me about 3 or 4 years ago. We had an out-of-town show. See, we sing in the community, and sometimes we travel up to about 6-7 hours to sing at various events, conventions, and things like that. This one group was really looking forward to us. In fact, about a week before the show, I went to the manager's house, and we did a radio interview, and these people were really stoked. I saw the poster, so they were really getting ready to go. Then I noticed right after I did the interview, I started getting a scratchy throat, and then it just got worse and worse. My voice was getting weaker. So what happened is, during that week leading up to the show, I did everything that everyone will tell you to do when you have a sore throat. Nothing was working. Even on the way down, it was a 6-hour ride. On the way down, I tried not even to talk to my fellow artists in the car. Well, I gave it a shot, and right in the middle of my song, my voice gave out. It was just like the switch was flicked. I had no voice, nothing. And it's a lesson that it could happen to anybody. It could happen to you, but most likely, now that you know this, it won't happen to you on stage. So take care of your voice and take care of yourselves and keep singing. Bye-bye.